My name is Jeremy Devins, and welcome back to the Quiet Mind Astrology Podcast. And today I'm talking about Mercury retrograde going from Sagittarius to Scorpio, from Purvashada all the way back to where it's been over the past 3 weeks. So we're going to talk about how this affects everybody individually, sign by sign. So you want to know your rising and moon sign and listen to both of those. And if you have friends, you might want to look at their charts as well. If you have a spouse, family members, this can be helpful to better understand what other people are going through around you. All that is at quietmindastrology.com, where you can get your free birth chart and you can look up charts of people close to you so you can better understand each other. Don't use it to judge them, of course. Don't use it to try to make all your life decisions. Use it as a supplement to your intuition and not a replacement for your intuition. Intuition is always primary, and astrology helps us validate and clarify it. So quietmindastrology.com is where you get your free birth chart and free weekly horoscopes and updates like this, where I'll be sending out an email shortly after this podcast goes live about how Mercury retrograde affects you individually and how you can best work with it. So Mercury retrograde has a strong reputation in the world outside of astrology. It's one of the most mainstream concepts of astrology, and it gets this sort of energy around worry, overwhelm, devices failing, communication errors, mishaps, car accidents. Anything that goes wrong during Mercury retrograde, people will usually blame it on Mercury retrograde. So there's a little bit of a confirmation bias there. But I've just seen it so many times, and so many seemingly random, unexpected little errors and mishaps happen during this time. Trying to buy a new computer, a new device, new phone, new tablet during this time is usually going to bring up some unforeseen complications. And I've had many of those. I happened to upgrade my laptop recently. Just so happens, it's like the one time I'm going to be in the U.S. for the next 6 months. So I figured I would do it while I'm there. But it just so happened to be right before Mercury retrograde. I thought maybe I'd get in before the retrograde and I'd be okay. But because I'm still transferring stuff over during the retrograde, maybe that's why I'm still having so many of these unforeseen complications and challenges with it. But it's comical. You know, it's funny when you know. It's like, okay, well, it's just that thing happening. But there's so many positives to Mercury retrograde that I think are overlooked. And I really like the time for like going back over things, clearing out notes, reviewing things, completing things. It's the time where things slow down in communication and they go better. If you try to speed up in communication and technology and business, then you'll have more complications, having to go back over things and fix them and review them. And now I'm recording this a couple of days late into the retrograde, so there's a delay there in having to go back and record last week's episode now. And seeing things like just today or yesterday, like Apple having to recall their recent watches because of some new patent lawsuit thing. So things like this kind of happen where you have to just go back over things, you have to redo them. This one's pretty unprecedented. Apple's never done this at this scale, so it's a pretty big deal. But that's just an example of how this shows up. I have a friend with a new phone having to go back over that over and over again to address things there. These kind of things are normal, and it's time to slow down because we are closer to Mercury as a planet. Earth is closer to Mercury. And it's like if you are running around a track and you are passing somebody and now you're running past the person on the track, they look like they're going back, but they're still going forwards. Everyone on the track is going forwards, but because of how much faster you're going and how much closer maybe to the center you are, it looks like you're going faster. This could be this illusion that we have of like appearing like things around us are going slower or backwards. But really, it's just because we're going at a different rate, a different relationship to them. And that's what's happening with any retrograde cycle. So it's not that Mercury's ever actually going backwards, it's just that it looks like it is. So because we're closer to it. So this brings these energies of communication, business, commerce, technology more present and more needing to be addressed. And that can be good, bad, or neutral. It's just how we work with it. Now, specifically, what issues are we talking about? Well, Mercury is going retrograde in Purvashada in Sagittarius. So this is about our beliefs and our values and our philosophy of life. So it's a good time to go back to old texts that you like, old philosophies, old spiritual teachers that you like, I talk about all the time. I love the Tao Te Ching. I love the Bhagavad Gita. These are my favorite spiritual texts. And Mercury retrograde was about to start. I loaded them up on my Audible, and now I'm going back to those texts, which I go back to regularly. And any like retrograde energy in Sagittarius is a good time to go back to those kind of things. Maybe there's old practices you used to do, old friends you used to talk to, Mercury's friendships, childhood friends. I actually had a dream about being back in high school last night. That's kind of childhood energy, back in junior high, actually. And that kind of going back to childhood things, good time for also resolving childhood traumas and karmas and samskaras, these patterns that have built up through past experiences that could now become more aware in our light of awareness so that we can address them and maybe change them. I actually had this also just a couple of days ago. This pattern from childhood just became extremely obvious to me that in a way I've never had before. Because I was going slower in a connection with a friendship and having this slower conversation and slower development of this friendship, that I realized these patterns from childhood, which too far to go into now, but the main point is that I think by slowing down in communication and friendships, we can become aware of patterns we might not have seen before during this transit, which is going December 13th until January 1st, 2025. It brings us right into the new year, and then we start the new year out of the retrograde cycle. We'll also be out of the Jupiter retrograde, so a lot of forward momentum going into 2024. The only planet that will be retrograde as we start the year will be Uranus, and that will wrap up by the end of January. So we'll have a lot of forward momentum going into the new year, which you can learn all about at mindfulnewyear.com. So I just had the workshops last week, and that was awesome, super cool, super fun. And we looked at all the transits for the year. I give you the full calendar, I give you the full overview, guide you through a deep meditation and visualization process to review the past year and plan the next year. This time during Mercury retrograde is the perfect time to do something like that, whether it's with me or whatever you like to do. It's a time to go back over the past, learn your lessons, integrate that, digest that, and then move forward into the new year with more clarity, more intention, and a clearer vision of what you want to create in the new year. So let's look at this in Sagittarius a little bit deeper, but for each rising and moon sign, and it's going through Sagittarius. I'll just say this one more thing first. It's going from Sagittarius back to Scorpio. So basically, whatever you've been doing over the last 3 weeks, it's time to go back over those things and review them, revise them, close them out, bring clarity to them, and go back into some deeper lessons of yourself. So you're going from philosophy deeper into the psyche, from our ideals and values into our deeper unconscious motivations, from Sagittarius to Scorpio. And we can also be going back over lessons we've learned, trainings we've done, wisdom we've gained, and the Vedic Astrology Mentorship class year one and year two both just closed out their containers this past week as well. Big completion energy for me as the holder of those, and amazing, amazing experience with all the students. So the year one container was closing, and it's a good time, anyone who's in those trainings with me, to go back over things you learned, or any training that anyone is listening has been in, go back over those things. And the next year one class will be starting in January. So more details on that after Mercury goes direct on January 2nd. So let's look at the rising and moon signs, and to do that, I'll use the North Indian style birth chart. Here we see a Gemini as the ascendant right now, but as I make that Aries ascendant, you see that Mercury is over here in the ninth house. So for Aries ascendants and moons, this is a time to especially go back over lessons you've learned from your teachers, reconnect with your teachers. Maybe there's somebody you've traveled before for New Year's in the past or for holidays that you want to go back to. This is a good time to do that. And go deeper into your own personal growth path as Mercury gets back to Scorpio into the eighth house. It'll be a great time for learning deeper lessons, deeper insights about yourself, doing deeper research. For Taurus ascendants and moons, this Mercury retrograde is starting in your eighth house, going back to your seventh. So giving you lessons about going deeper into yourself and into your personal growth path, maybe doing deep meditations, mantra, breath work, transformational kind of work, will help you better understand your relationships and your connections with others and go into some deeper levels of personal healing and healing in relations with others, whether that be your spouse, family, friends, business partners. And if there are any contracts you need to sign right now, if you can wait, especially for Taurus, wait until after January 1st. Gemini ascendants and moons, this retrograde is starting in your 7th house, going back to your 6th. So through your relationships, addressing unresolved communication issues and conflicts and discussions in relationship, you can go back to deeper personal growth in your health and wellness and maybe resolve some debts that you have and address some needs that you have with conflict with others, enemies, and better understand those, reconcile those, and maybe you have to go back and deal with some old legal issues and health issues and so that you can fully heal them and resolve them and go forward. But this is a good time to slow down in relationships, slow down your communication with others, and connect with old friends. And through that, you can have some really deeper connections going forward when Mercury comes back here going direct in several weeks. For Cancer ascendant and moon, this retrograde of Mercury is starting in your 6th house and moving back to your 5th house. Now, this is having you go back to some issues in your health and wellness and maybe resolve some health and wellness issues, some old dietary issues, intestinal issues, digestive issues that you need to readdress on a new level. And then you can go in from there. That will bring about greater creativity and expression of yourself when it moves to the 5th house. And potentially this could be a good time to connect with your children if you have them, or your creative expression if you don't have kids. And if you're thinking about like creating more work in the world, this could be inspiring to go back to old creative projects, artistic projects that you've had in the past. For Leo ascendants and moons, this Mercury retrograde starting in your 5th house, moving to your 4th. So by going back over things that you've created in the world, maybe books you've published, published works in the world, artistic expression you've created, or children and or children, that you can reconnect with those things, go deeper into connecting with them, slow down with them, and have deeper connection. That allows you to improve your home life and your 4th house, maybe connecting deeper with your mother, or if you are a mother, with your children to you and your own maternal qualities. This is an opportunity to address any issues with your property, vehicles, home, land, anything that you own that you could maybe resolve some unresolved things there. And if there's any contracts to sign with those kind of things, just wait until after January 2nd. For Virgo ascendants and moon, this is starting in your 4th house, bringing this need to clean house, to review, slow down things in the home and review like what you really want in your home and how you want it to feel and look. And through doing that, it can improve your spaciousness to have new skills that you develop, new hobbies that you explore. Myself as a Virgo rising, I just did a deep clean on my home yesterday, organized things again, feels really good. And now I feel more space to go explore things like surf lessons that I've wanted to do for a while. There's a couple other like hobbies and skills like playing music again more and things like that. And this improves communication in general and business skills as well for all Virgo ascendants and moons. For Libra ascendant and moon, this is starting in your 3rd house, moving back to your 2nd. So this is a time to connect with, if you have any younger siblings, have reconnection with them, deeper connection with them. If there are any skills that you've developed over the last several months, especially the last several weeks, that you go back over those, relearn them, go deeper in them, explore them at another level. And if there are teachers in your community that you want to reconnect with, it's a good time to do that. Going back to your 2nd, this will help improve your finances and your home life and family matters and your assets. Good time to explore the deeper aspects of those things, of like, what do you really want in your finances and why do you have these goals? So exploring your underlying deeper motivations in these things can bring about deep insights. For Scorpio ascendants and moons, Mercury retrograde is starting in your second house, moving back to your first. This is a time to reassess any sort of shared family assets, any family matters, anything to do with like wills, deeds, financial matters that affect you and your family. Address those, go back over them, maybe your bookkeeping, maybe your finances. And that will, as Mercury goes back to your first house, give you more space to better connect to yourself, better understand yourself, and express yourself. As by addressing those family issues, you can get to the root of yourself. And there's always this continual renewal and growth with Scorpio ascendants and moons. And this time can bring about profound insights and understanding of yourself on a knowing level. It can be very intellectually stimulating and inspiring and energizing. For Sagittarius ascendants and moons, this is over your first house, so moving back to your 12th. This is a time to express yourself and get clear on what you really value and who you really are, and express that through writing, through speech, through connection with others, through conversation, and share your beliefs and values. But there may be some needing to let something go, to release some old identity. It's a healthy level of evolution for you here in this. It's a big opportunity to maybe let go of an old way of thinking, an old dogmatic or sort of belief you've become attached to, so you can create space for something new. And there's always more to learn for Sagittarius. So this can be exciting and interesting on the other side of it in a few weeks, several weeks. But through this process, there may be some painful letting go process of some idea or value you've held on to firmly that actually is no longer serving you. And by letting it go, you create space for more connection, more authenticity, and more expression. For Capricorn ascendants and moons, this cycle is starting in your 12th house, moving to your 11th. So Mercury here, you may find a little bit difficult to communicate or express yourself on the material plane. But on the spiritual plane, you may find that you're having deeper access to insights and intuitions on a level that you might not always feel, where now you have clearer insight of like what you really want, where you want to go, more intuition. It's a good time to listen to your dreams, follow the synchronicities in your life, and those will lead you to helpful friends and connections and community who can help you better understand the next steps for you going into the new year. And you may find that when Mercury gets back to the 11th house, there are some communities you get deeper connected to, reconnected with, and you're discussing old ideas, old values again that you can understand on a deeper level. And then when Mercury comes back through the 12th house in several weeks, you are now in a new level of clarity and understanding yourself and less attached to maybe some physical forms that you had before and more open to the spiritual and intuitive sort of magical side of life. For Aquarius ascendants and moons, this cycle for you is about Mercury in the 11th back to the 10th. So connecting, reconnecting to your community, your tribe, your chosen family, your friends, and groups that you really value will help you better understand what you value and what you believe, and can lead to new opportunities in your career. And your career will always be going through transformations and growth and maybe sudden changes. This is one of those times where there could be a sudden new opportunity in your work through your friendships, through your networks, that leads to a new career path or a new level or layer of your career that can be really exciting and innovative and interesting. But just go slow. Go into some slower connections with your friends, have some slower communications and slower exploration around this new career opportunity. And then leading ahead into the new year, this can lead to increased income and increased wealth and status and expression in your community. For Pisces ascendants and moons, this Mercury retrograde starting in your 10th, moving back to your 9th house. So it's a time to slow down in your career, review things that you've learned in your career, review the path that you've been on, maybe pause and sort of reevaluate if you are in alignment with what you want to be doing in your career. And this will move back to the 9th house, where you can encounter some old teachers from your past who help you gain some perspective on this. And this can help you get a sense of what you really do value and where you want to go forward in your career. And the career is very important that it is this sense of adventure and the sense of connection to your values. So this can be a really big transit for you where you uncover some deeper priorities in your work of something that you really hold true and important and valuable that you think is necessary and to bring forward in your work. You will uncover that here on a new level, and teachers can be really helpful for this. It can be a little intense, and you may have a falling out with a teacher through this process as well, but it will lead to greater insight in your work and your path and your sort of conviction about what you're doing. So it can be really clarifying and motivating in your career and getting to express yourself more through your work. So that's our look at all 12 rising and moon signs. Again, you want to listen to both rising and moon for yourself. And if there's someone close to you in your life or a friend you want to share this with, this can be helpful as well. And see how it plays out. See as you go through these several weeks here until January 1st, what lessons come up. You might want to come back to this episode afterwards to review. I think that's a great way to sort of process and see what resonates for you and what happened and gain some more perspective on the story of your life as it's unfolding. And if you want to know how to read charts, how to understand your chart on a really deep level, I'll be offering the Vedic Astrology Mentorship again. Class 6 will be starting in January. More details coming after Mercury retrograde, because I recommend you don't set any super important dates of new things, of starting things, until after January 1st, if possible. But if you're going back over things or things that have been in the works for a while, like if you've been wanting to do this for a long time, great. Go for it. If there's something you've been wanting to do and it's just already been in the works for a long time, go for it. But if it's a totally new idea, wait until after January 1st. If you want to get on the wait list for the Vedic Astrology Mentorship, just go to quietmindastrology.com, click on Mentorship, and you can join the wait list there and be the first to know when enrollment will open. And I will not be announcing anything beyond that until after the retrograde. So stay tuned for that. And if you're enjoying the podcast, leave a review, share it with a friend, and I look forward to sharing more with you next time on the Quiet Mind Astrology Podcast.